Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We do get some Facebook and Twitter messages from time to time.
Yes.
And I like this one, Al. Amanda Jackson says, Big Al,
Yeah. Now
you should ask people, how's your butt compared to Miley Cyrus's?
Oh, that's a good way to change up your classic Kim right. Kardashian comparison question.
I hope it's far better than Miley Cyrus.
Exactly. Because now you can't compare to Kim Kardashian's butt.
Yeah, true that.
Speaking of Kardashian butt, how you doing, Kelly Raspberry?
What?
Speaking of Kardashian butt.
Yeah, we're going to get in the car with Emma Kelly.
What does that have to do with Kardashian butt?
I don't know, nothing.
Car in the Kardashian.
As you can tell, I'm very smooth when it comes to transitions.
All right, well, I had a little surprise for Emma Kelly when I picked her up from school.
Yeah?
I told her that I had talked to Harry Styles.
Now, is she a big fan of One Direction?
She's over One Direction, she told me.
Who's her thing now?
She loves that Maddie B.
Maddie B, the little rapper
little
on
rapper
YouTube.
Rapper on YouTube that does parodies of the other artists. He's a cute little thing. But yeah, she went to see One Direction last year.
Okay.
And she didn't understand why they kept singing after they sang the two songs that she knew. She was only five at the time. And she's like, well, why are we still here? And so then when One Direction came back this year, I said, Emma Kelly, do you want to go see One Direction? She said, no, I already saw them. So she's over it.
She's over it.
All right.
I've already seen it.
You know, I love that way. I love the way she thinks.
And how old is she now?
She's six. She'll be seven in October.
So six or seven is probably too early to be a One Direction fan still.
Well, you know what? I don't know. There's a lot of moms that have girls that are very into One Direction at that age.
That's Kelly Raspberry's laugh before we interviewed Harry Styles. She got so excited.
Oh, I was feeling kind of randy.
So you picked her up from school and broke the news to her?
Yeah, I broke the news to her. I had to, you know, rip the Band-Aid off and tell her right away.
It's time for In the Car with Emma Kelly.
You will never guess who I talked to on the phone today.
Who?
Take a guess.
Is it a celebrity?
Yes.
Justin Timberlake?
No.
Austin Mahone?
No. Good guess, though.
Is it a girl?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Cody
boys
Simpson?
Not Cody Simpson.
One Direction?
Which one?
Harry?
No! I did! Can't I like a guy in a boy band?
No.
Why not?
You can only talk to boys that are close to your age that are celebrities.
Well, I mean, how close to my age?
Like an adult.
Isn't Harry an adult, sorta?
No.
Well, who can I talk to? Give me the list.
Is Cody Simpson an adult?
He's probably younger than Harry.
Okay, then you can't talk to him. Justin Timberlake.
He's married.
Okay, you can talk to him.
Oh. But what if I really, 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 really like Harry Styles?
Can you call him again?
I wish I had his phone number. He didn't give it to me.
Why didn't you ask?
Because that would be a little bit too forward, don't you think?
You could ask him that. Then I could yell in his face and say, why are you talking to my mommy?
There you go. Oh, made it laugh.
I'm glad the whole marriage thing doesn't even matter to McKelly.
You can talk to him.
Married? Yeah. Whatever.
It's all good.
It's just talking.
Yeah.
What's talking going to do?
Right.
Well, she gave you great advice, though. What's the worst Harry Styles could say if you ask him for his phone number?
Right.
Except she wants it so she can say, stop talking to my mommy.
Nothing wrong with that. At least she's trying.
I can't have my own daughter blocking my game.
And you know what they say, Kelly? Talking leads to fiddling.
It does.
Yeah, that's true.
Unless
that's true.
Harry Styles on the phone.
Yeah.
Then it just leads to this.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
That laugh is something else.
Oh, man. Oh. That is the best laugh
That's
ever.
Classic right
there. That is so good.
We were so nervous. Kelly's like, what am I going to wear to talk to him on the phone? I'm like, I got to pee. I got to pee.
Like, I was like, hi, Harry.
That's so stupid.
Here's the intro.
Hello, Harry.
The Kid Nation app. Hear the show and watch it 24/7 on your iPhone or Android. Get it in the App Store right now. Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Today, before we get to our Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback, we want to read a letter from a listener. You know, we do these things called I Have a Dream. It was inspired by Dr. Martin Luther King and his I Have a Dream speech, which today is the 50th anniversary.
Right.
Well, we got this letter from Amy Small. I'm so sorry for the loss of Kid. Words cannot express. I just wanted to thank you all again for the opportunity to have my life changed in the most unbelievable way possible. To have my dream picked on the day it was picked was destiny. And the fact that Caitlin and I still have such a close relationship, we talk every day, has truly changed my life forever. Kid Craddock and all of you are forever tied to my life for that. I've since moved to Arizona, but I listen every day online. I never miss a day.
Oh, cool.
And I'll never stop. I can't believe how someone I've never met face to face could have such a dramatic influence on my daily life. Thank you for everything. Sincerely, Amy Small.
Nice.
So for today's flashback, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King and the I Have a Dream contest we did, we're going to hear the original phone call that Kid made to Amy telling her she was going to get to meet her daughter for the first time.
It's another Kid Craddock in the Morning flashback.
I have a dream.
It's I Have a Dream week on Kid Craddock in the Morning. I mean, what better way to keep the king's message alive?
Right, right.
Take those dreams that he had for his country and for his people and make those dreams a little bit more personal. What is your dream? We asked you to write us and tell us, and we got so many entries. They were telling me, I'm like, last night, I'm like, you got this thing narrowed down? Like, yeah, we got it down to 700. 700? You didn't grant that many dreams? We have one to do today, though. And let's go to the line right now for Amy, who wrote us a letter. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Good morning. Thanks for coming on. How you doing?
I am so incredibly shaky right now.
Are you? About
what's, yeah.
For what's about to happen. All right.
Yeah. Or what might happen.
Yeah. Let me read your letter, okay?
It's, okay.
It says, when I was 19, I placed my baby girl up for adoption. I said goodbye to her when she was only 2 days old. She's now 18. So she was 19 at the time, and now the baby's 18. Mm. And we've reconnected through Facebook. She is amazing in every way. She had everything I wanted her to have growing up. Unfortunately, she's dealing with some issues related to meeting me and wants me to visit her very badly, to meet her face-to-face. It's been a dream for me, and I give my right arm to meet her, but I don't have the money to spend. She lives in a different state than me. I know meeting her would relieve many issues she's struggling with. I miss her and love her more than she knows. I'd give anything to have this dream come true. Now, I got to tell you, Amy, I am not well-versed in this thing, so I defer to JC on this because we went through this with him on the air.
Yep.
JC found out he had a birth father when you were, what, 20 years old?
23.
23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that reconnection happened over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
And it had some dicey parts to it.
It had some bumps, a lot of bumps.
You've got the adoptive parents who, well, in your case, not adoptive, but...
My mom and her husband, the person who raised me as a father.
You've got them a little bit threatened by this information that you want to go meet this guy because, let's face it, they probably don't hold that guy in super high regard.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the other side where you've got to try to, like... get into their world. So yeah. I'm trying to think, like, what would be the best thing to do? And I think sending mom to see her daughter and her daughter's world mm-hmm. is the best way to do this. So...
Oh, my God.
So we want to send you to New Mexico, where your 18-year-old daughter lives now. Is she in high school?
No, she's just turned 19 yesterday, 2 days ago, and she's a freshman in college.
Wow.
So 2 days ago, she turned 19, and when she was 2 days old, so this is like the anniversary
wow.
of the last time you saw her.
Exactly. This is the date I said goodbye to her 19 years ago.
This is the exact date?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
That's
yeah. Wow.
Is it a date that you think
dread.
About every year?
Oh, yeah. There's not a day that goes by that I don't think about her. There's not, you know, a birthday I miss thinking about her. And the 10th of January has always kind of been, to me in my mind, her other birthday for her parents when they got to meet her and stuff. So she's just amazing to me.
And you have met her parents way back then,
no,
right?
Yeah, I did, at the birth, yes.
Yeah.
Well, they weren't there at birth, but I met them yeah. and handed her to them in wow. their arms.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wow, baby. We have Caitlin on the phone.
Oh.
Was she able to hear any of that? Or is
no.
this a surprise? Oh.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
My name is Kid Craddock. I have a radio show, and we're doing a little promotion called I Have a Dream Week.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Oh, what a nice...
and I what just... a well-mannered young yeah. lady.
We just read the letter that your mom, that your bio mom, wrote us, where she said that her dream is to meet you face-to-face, that's something you need right now. Is that true?
Yes, I would say so.
Tell me about you. Like, you just graduated from high school and you're starting college?
Yes, I'm just about to start this couple next weeks. My first day of classes will be coming.
Wow. Say hi to Amy. Say hi to Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi.
What do you call her, Amy?
What do I call her?
What does Caitlin call Amy? Or?
No, Caitlin, what do you call Amy?
Oh, just Amy.
Just Amy. Yeah.
Yep.
Baby steps. Mm-hmm. How do your parents feel about you reconnecting with Amy?
They don't really know it very much of it.
Or any of it?
Oh.
Some of it, but not
no.
all.
Yeah.
Well, they wanted her to wait till she was 18.
Well, you think they would understand, right? Because this is blood.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you two never talked in 18 years, 19 years until recently?
Yeah, just this past year we connected.
And who who found who?
I actually found her.
You found her?
Yeah.
Did you want to be found, Caitlin?
I don't know, actually, but I'm glad that I was.
Wow.
Did you always know that you were adopted?
Yes, ma'am.
And how'd you feel when you saw that email or when you got that call from Amy?
I was like, I guess, like really shocked, like, but excited, sort of, yeah. It was emotional.
See, that just shows that she was thinking about you all these years and she never forgot about you. That's the good thing.
Yeah, she never forgot.
Yeah.
Why is this a time, as opposed to 5 years ago or 5 years from now, when you really need her?
I guess maybe since I did find out that it would be like kind of like a little bit of not necessarily closure, but if you know what I mean, to like put a face to it.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
She fills in the blanks on your life, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Like why you act a certain way or why your hair is a certain color or why your eyes are this shade of whatever, you know?
You say when you found out,
right.
Caitlin, when did you actually find out? When did your parents tell you?
That you're adopted.
Oh, when I was very young. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay.
Not knowing.
Okay.
Well, Caitlin, we just gave Amy the good news. I'll give it to you. We are sending Amy to New Mexico to hang out with you.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amy?
I'm shaking. Yes.
You are. Well, what a scary thing. I mean, after all these years, you are twice the age you were when you gave birth to her.
Yeah.
And you know
the age I was when I gave birth to her.
Caitlin, you know this is the exact anniversary of the day that she gave you up 19 years ago.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
So, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't know that.
So let's find a weekend where you two can get together in New Mexico. And then,
okay.
You know, I was thinking about this. I really want your mom, your bio mom, to see your life and see, you know, and hopefully maybe even meet your family if they're up for that or whatever. And then I think it would be really cool, Caitlin, if you could see how your mom lives. So we're going to turn around after that, if that goes well, and we're going to send you to Montana.
Oh, my gosh.
To spend the weekend and see how your mom has, see what your mom's life is like.
Bring a jacket.
Yeah.
Good advice, Al.
Yes. Bring a jacket.
Good advice.
New Mexico's not tough.
That's true. New Mexico's
not
very
balmy
warm.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole family up here that is dying to meet her.
Wow. So is the same true on the other side, Caitlin? Or do you think that your parents would want to meet her?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Some pretty grown-up decisions to make at 19, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You sound pretty mature. I think you'll do good, whatever it is.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so, Amy, you are on your way to New Mexico to hang out with your daughter for the first time ever. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And then we'll turn around and send Caitlin to Montana to hang out with mom.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Wish you guys the best.
You mind if we...
thank you so much.
We'll set this up, and then we want to talk to you and get an update and see how it went, okay?
Definitely.
Awesome. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you guys so much.
I have a dream week. Kid Craddock in the morning. That's a pretty good one there.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Hope it works really out cool. Well, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many things that can go wrong.
Well, Caitlin didn't seem to have the questions that so many kids have, like JC had, like, why haven't you tried? I'm sure she does.
But it's still pretty new to her, and I'm sure she still feels a little bit of resentment, which is understandable.
She wasn't the one searching.
Yeah. Right. But the cool thing is that her mom was looking for her.
Yeah.
That's what's cool.
Yeah.
That's what she's going to have to realize, is that her mom didn't forget about her, and she did it for the right reasons to give her a better life.
Mm. That's always a tough one when you're in your position, JC. You have to make the decision for yourself. Did they not contact me out of respect?
Right.
Or just because they don't give a crap?
See, to me, I felt like my father didn't contact me because he didn't give a crap.
Yeah, because he was just blocking it out.
Because I literally grew up down the street from him for 5 years before my mom married my dad. And then another 3 years, I was a mile away from him before we moved to the United States.
And you've forgiven him for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? He was 16 years old.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I would do if I had a kid at 16. I wouldn't want to react like that, but I can't judge him.
And Amy was 19, and a lot of people would say that she made the best of a bad situation.
Yeah.
She didn't abort the baby.
Right. No.
She didn't put it in a trash can. She didn't. I mean, I hate to be so crass, you know, but
yeah,
people
do happens.
You see it in the news all
it
the
happens.
Time.
She gave her a chance to have a good life.
She gave her a chance to have a good life. She picked out people that she thought would, you know, would be able to provide that for her. So I don't begrudge her, and hopefully Caitlin doesn't.
And on the other hand, Caitlin's parents, her adopted parents, should be real cool with this.
Yeah.
Because Amy gave them a daughter that they couldn't have. That was the gift that Amy gave.
It's probably just scary for them, though.
It is.
She'll have a bigger attachment to her mom now.
She's trying to steal her away from the family. She just wants to get to know her daughter that she gave birth to.
And if I was the adoptive parent and the mom comes back into the picture, the first thing I want to know as a parent is she a train wreck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. One thing you got to watch
out. What are her motives here?
Yeah.
And she sounds to me like she's all
right. She's a woman who misses her child.
She's a woman who has this void in her life, and she wants to fill it. All right. Good for Amy and Caitlin. I have a dream week.
That's amazing.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
Kind of a creepy, cheesy song.
Right. Peaches and Herb makes everything.
Let me play something else. There we go. So, from the same era. There we go. We'll play off.
Are we trying to... Wait.
Jungle Love.
Is this about a mother-daughter reunion?
Huh?
Are we transitioning into another topic?
No, huh?
That's the same topic.
Same topic.
Okay.
I was playing Reunited because they're, you know, about to be reunited, but then I didn't like it the way that was feeling.
So I think it's more about
sexy time.
The one song you went to was Jungle Love.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Jungle Love.
I think almost any song would have been better.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You might be right.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
You guys, I got a pretty cool letter here that I would like to read.
Shama.
It's from Emily. She writes, "Hi, kids. Every morning on my 20-plus minute commute to work, I've been known to be a channel flipper. But ever since Kid passed away, I have been a loyal listener." I'm sure Kid would have rather you been a loyal listener the whole time.
Don't turn that on her.
I know. I'm just being funny. "I have always felt a connection to your show for very small, quirky reasons. One, I frequent Big Al's bar.
Nice.
Two, I loathe The Bachelor like Jenna, but to be fair, I've never seen one episode. Three, Kinsey and her Prager's brain moments are fun and true. And four, my favorite reason, love letters to Kelly. On Wednesdays, I must be in my car at the exact moment that segment airs. I enjoy Kelly's honesty, her bluntness, her abrasiveness. Her answers are exactly what I would tell a friend asking the same question. Anyways, thank you for continuing to stay on the air and forge through every day for us littles. Emily."
Aww,
aww, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Make me feel all good in my stomach and stuff.
Make me feel great. I'm her favorite, obviously.
It's a lot of pressure, though, Kelly. When she likes you that much, you have to say what Emily would say.
Well, she would say what Kelly would say.
Yeah,
so Kelly just has to be Kelly.
Emily and I are like soul sisters.
So we will honor Emily right now.
Yeah,
we
let's
will do.
Give her what she wants.
Love letters.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend is 23. I'm 22. We've been together for the past 8 months. 2 months ago, he told me that he was here illegally from Juarez, Mexico.
Shout out, Jason.
Yeah, what's up? What if?
Now I feel like the relationship is completely different. She's trying to make sure you didn't get caught, right? I scratched some of that. I did editing. I make sure that he's paying...
I didn't catch any of
that. What'd you do?
I edited. I make sure that he is paying his bills on time. It's a long letter. I make sure he's paying his bills on time. I stress out when he doesn't make enough money to pay for everything that he needs to pay for. I also feel like I make all the alpha dog decisions, like where to go on dates, and then I end up paying for everything. We built this relationship for 6 months based on my ignorance of his past, and that's when I fell in love with him. Since then, I graduated college. I got a full-time job. I moved 45 minutes from him to be closer to work, and he's still in the same place he was when I met him, both physically and mentally. I feel like our lives are moving at different paces, and that's ultimately more responsibility on me, which, you know, isn't very fun, but we still have a lot of chemistry. What do I do? I'm really not sure what she's asking. What do I do? My brain and my heart are telling me different things.
Well, I mean, you haven't even been dating a year, and just to say you're in two different places, you graduated college.
Right.
Duh. That's a big, major transition. Would you feel the same way? Would you have all these questions if he wasn't here illegally? Because you didn't have a problem being the alpha dog and paying the way until you found out, oh, he's here illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe she's starting to think, oh, I wonder if he's wanting to use me to marry him so he can stay here legally and get citizenship, you know? So, I mean, if you have this many doubts in a relationship early on, do you bail? I mean, that's what dating's all about, is weeding out who you don't want to marry till you find the one you do.
That's true.
That's what I think dating's about.
Oh, it is.
Weeding
that's
out
exactly
what, you
don't what
want. It is. You're learning from this relationship what you don't want. Maybe you don't like being in control of all the financial decisions and, you know, being the alpha dog. Maybe you'd like to share that responsibility. So this isn't the perfect match for you, whether he's here legally or not.
Kind of thrilling, though, to have somebody that the law is looking for.
She's not thrilled.
They're not looking for him.
She's not thrilled. She doesn't sound thrilled at all.
She says they got a lot of chemistry, though.
Well, okay.
She thinks
so it's
he's
all
hot,
about,
probably.
I don't want to give up making out with him, and that, you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
There's somebody else you can make out with that'll actually pick up the tab every once in a while.
Yeah, but what if he's like a really good Latin lover? You know what they say about those?
Muy Latino. He speak like
there are Latin lovers who have good income and who will give her that same little tickly feeling in her stomach if she chooses to get rid of this one. But you gotta close the door on some relationships to make room for the next one. A lot of people wait till the person comes along, says, I'm going to keep what I have until something better comes along, but you're not opening up.
Most people do that.
Yeah, and she's young.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. It's not like you're 46 or something.
You could always let him go, Kelly. You could always let him go and maybe later
Emily?
On. You date a couple people. And
Emily would be proud of you right now.
Yeah, she
Thank
would.
You, Emily.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
All right, Kelly, this one's from Claudia. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Claudia says, I need to know if I'm an obsessive psycho because this is really bugging me.
If you have to ask, you probably are.
My fiance comes home from work, kisses me, asks me how my day was. Sounds perfect, right? But then when I ask him about his day, he always starts talking about the stories he heard from this female coworker of his. I'm talking stuff that he just shouldn't know. Her female issues, her dating issues, her entire family history. It's seriously weird to me that his day consists of talking to this other woman for 8 hours. She's a decent-looking woman, but not a knockout. I don't want to think that he would cheat on me with her, but I have doubts in my mind. How would you approach this situation if you were in my shoes, Kelly?
Well, in my experience, the other woman doesn't always have to be a knockout. You know what I'm saying? It's not always about how they look. It's about how they make the man feel.
Yes.
Right?
And how convenient
and
it is.
Yes. Exactly.
And
they're
she's
close.
There and, yeah.
She's an oversharer and he's kind of digging the attention. And how do you handle that, though? I mean, how? As
That's
a man,
normal at work, though. That's normal because I know a lot of stuff about Jenna and a lot of stuff about Kelly and a lot of stuff about Shannon.
Right.
That doesn't mean I'm going to go hook up with you guys.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I honestly, to bring JC into it, I think probably both him and I mean, if I post funny photos of him on vacation, JC and I are like brother sister. You know, and Kinsey and I are friends, but people from an outside perspective will say things like that, like,
well, here's the difference,
oh,
though.
Jenna, you know, you have such a crush on JC. It's like, no, I mean, we literally are like brother, sister, and we know a lot about each other.
But JC, do you go home every day and tell Kenzie all that funny story Jenna told you today and that funny? Do you go on and on about any one of us to Kenzie?
I don't go on and on, but if it's something funny, I'll bring
it up. One thing every randomly. She's saying this guy does it repetitively every day. So obviously there is a little connection going on there.
If you're that girl and he brought her around, so they brought the girl from work around you, would you feel better once you got to know her?
No, because that girl is operating under the keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Mm-hmm. I think that
she's trying to get in with you. No, you need to start surprising him at work with lunch and like whisking him away for a little afternoon delight.
Yeah, and make sure you laugh
at her and let the other woman know that you are here.
Right. And laugh at all his jokes, too.
Yeah. Men love that. Men love a woman with a sexy laugh. That's what
they
I found.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Yeah, I don't think Char I can help that last girl very much, but go ahead.
Yeah, there's... I mean, what can you do?
What can you do?
You're going to be jealous regardless.
Yeah, and he's going to get mad if you start showing your...
You can't tell him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. You just mad. Need to... Yeah. Yeah. So you need to, like, mark your territory, like I said. If there's a way for you to start showing up, let's just surprise him. What do you mean, ugh?
Just put a GPS on his car.
Oh, come on. You talk about dog poop yesterday, and you go, ugh, at that?
No,
you
talked about diarrhea yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry, people, if you're eating breakfast.
How was that? Did you caught a parasite from the dog?
No, I think I think
you're good now.
I think I'm good.
Okay, cool.
Don't mention it.
I'm glad.
I don't want to think about it.
Happy for you.
Make
yeah,
it
me
bubble
either.
Up.
All right. Okay. Love letters to me.
Yes. Char writes, I met the cutest guy a few weeks ago.
Save that.
No, I'm reading a love. No, because then I could save yours where you said about your boyfriend. We've met out a few times, and he's always walked me to my car when we're leaving. Well, this past weekend, he parked next to me, so I saw what he drives. He drives a Volkswagen Slug Bug. The same car that my 17-year-old sister drives, with the cute little flower in the vent or whatever. I'm shocked. He seemed so manly, but now that I've seen him drive off in a baby blue Slug Bug, I don't even know what to feel. Can I seriously take him? Seriously? I'm a girl who drives a truck, so it's like our roles are totally reversed. Oh. Could you ever date a hot guy who drove what might be the girliest car of all time?
Ooh. I'm sorry, I couldn't. I don't care if that's shallow. Well, there might. What if there's a story behind it? What if his car is in the shop? Maybe he has a very masculine car in the shop, and he's borrowing a car. Get the story first.
Why the flower? Why does he keep the flower?
Well,
in there?
It comes with the flower holder.
It's hard to take off.
Does he have a flower in it, or does it just come with a flower holder?
He has a little flower in on the vent and everything.
Yeah, this isn't going to work.
Maybe he was borrowing the car.
You can't DQ the dude just because he's driving
a
bug.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. And I know that sounds shallow, and men get mad at women for judging them for she wants to know how fancy a car I drive. It's not about how fancy the car. It's how masculine a car you drive sometimes.
Yes.
And if the guy is loving his little Volkswagen Beetle with the flower in it, I'm sorry.
It could be a falling apart truck. I think that's what guys say.
I would rather it be a falling apart truck.
I don't like a PT Cruiser with a guy is a deal breaker for me. And that just happens to be my deal breaker.
Wow. You know, PT Cruiser?
I had a guy that had taken me on a date in college, and then my car was in the shop, and he offered up his car for me to drive it to the grocery store, and I walked to the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, and that does sound superficial, but it's not about the price of the car.
It says something about you.
Yeah, and I don't. Maybe we need to break a stereotype and have people call in. If you're a straight guy and you have a light blue
slug bug
with a flower still in it, I just want to know if you're
JC.
Terrell Owens drove a slug bug.
And not
he's
straight.
He was a football player.
Bad argument.
Biggest dude.
That is a terrible argument.
It could
argument.
Be. Maybe he works for a radio station, and that's an endorsement. He gets that
car
for
if there
free.
Is,
yes.
If there is a backstory, my car's broken down, my baby sister's loaning me hers because she's out of town. Or I get an endorsement deal, it's a free car, what am I going to do?
Exactly.
I don't know. But if he loves his love bug,
I could. I personally couldn't date a girl who, if I was single, I couldn't date a girl with a Volkswagen because they always smell like crayons inside.
Yeah, they do.
Well,
they smell like crayons.
That's the love bug.
It's the bug, yeah.
I don't know what it is about it.
So fix that.
She should ask him when his lease is coming up and what's he planning on getting, and if he says the same car again.
A smart car.
Sorry if that's, you know.
No.
Getting a pink smart car.
Is your lease coming up? Or,
you know what? I judge older women that drive those cars, too. I mean, that's like your first car as a teenage girl and maybe college and stuff. But when you become a woman, I'm sorry, but you're judged by if I see a grown woman driving a love bug with a daisy in the holder. It just doesn't.
Aww.
It doesn't strike me as a secure woman. That's somebody holding on to little girl stuff.
Those things say so much about your personality, your car, your iTunes playlist, and the kind of dog you have. It says so much about you as a person. You can tell everything you need to know with those superficial things.
And people say, you shouldn't judge others. We all judge every single day. Things like that. You judge by appearance. You judge by a tramp stamp. And yes, it's called a tramp stamp for a reason. And you can say, I'm a good Christian girl and I have the Lord Jesus Christ and a cross on my tramp stamp. What does that say about you? Come on.
Whoa.
You know what it says about
you? I don't want to bring Jesus
in. They ask little, well, I'm saying it doesn't matter. Just because you got something back there. Oh, please.
Love letters.
Oh, man.
Love letters to Kelly.
And Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm a single man for 8 years now. I was more interested in making money than going out on a date in the past. Now that I'm getting older, I realize that I'm missing one thing in my life, and that is a woman that loves me for me. My problem is I try to get to know them before I ask them out. But by the time I build up the courage to act, I keep getting the answer, well, I'm kind of with somebody. What am I doing wrong? Please help me not to be single, Steve.
Sounds like you're lacking confidence, and that reads. You know, it's like,
yeah,
like dogs can smell fear. Mm-hmm. Girls can smell fear.
Yeah.
And there's something really sexy about a confident man. He didn't have to be that attractive, but if he's mm-hmm. funny and he carries himself well and he's right. like, I'm going to take you out on a date. You know, it's just like, oh, you are? That kind of thing. It's just, if you can get over your nerves. Now, how do you do that? Fake it till you feel it. You yep. can try that method.
You
but
eventually get comfortable.
There's something you can see well, that
dating is about getting to know them.
Yeah, you don't get to know them first and then ask them out because yeah, what's happening out. Is they're getting to know you too, and they're realizing that you're slow, you know, and you're maybe you're a little boring and stuff. And so now they're like, no. So if you hit them first before they get to know you, then at least you'll get dinner out of it.
You've seen girls that are really pretty mm-hmm. with guys, and you look at them first glance, you're like, why is that
How did he
really
get
hot girl with that dude?
Right.
And then you listen to the guy talk, and he's so confident, and he's funny,
yeah.
and he's got like this cool sounding voice.
Absolutely.
And you're like, oh, I even have a man crush on this
hands
dude.
Down, a 5 can become a 10 in 5 minutes
with personality.
Through a conversation, yeah, and the same in reverse. A 10 can become a 2.
Exactly.
With one word out of his mouth,
right.
you know?
So just fake confidence, you know, strike. When the feeling first hits you, strike. And if they're saying no anyway, what's the worst going to happen?
Exactly.
You don't invest too much time, and they've already said
right.
no.
Exactly.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm 25 and in grad school, where I met this guy in my program. We've known each other for about 7 months now. We spend tons of time together, hang out. I've met all of his friends. He texts me when he's drunk. He's created a nickname for me. He compliments me. And he knows my food allergies and even the drinks that I like. We have great conversation. But there has been no move on his part. Even people that see us together assume we are dating. When I tell them we aren't, people are shocked. What gives? Should I forget about him and move on, or should I say something just to clear the air?
Say something.
I don't want our friendship to suffer just because I want to take this risk.
Just say, what are we? You know, just what are
well,
we?
You know what he is.
No, that is not fair. That is not fair.
Come on, you got a girl right there. You guys getting along. You know everything about each other.
Yeah,
he might be.
He drives a bug.
Oh, come on.
He might be driving a bug.
You can't just assume that. Yeah. You can't.
No, and it doesn't. No, I don't. See, I don't get the gay thing from there.
I don't either. Yeah. Well, I just think you just need to, sometimes a woman has to have that, you know, it's like, what are we? What are we doing here? And why not open up the conversation and just let him maybe hopefully pick it up from there? I had to have that conversation with someone not too long ago. And
the what are we?
Yeah, I was like, what are we doing? You know?
And I think
what'd he say?
And I've been in this situation. Yeah, what did he
what'd
say?
He say?
Well, he's like, well, I kind of like things the way they are. And I'm like, well, I kind of do too. And then that was it. You know,
so it didn't worsen or anything. It just stayed the same.
It got heated for a little minute because, you know, I was expecting a little bit more, but then I realized I didn't really want more. You know, it's like some people have just different expectations, and maybe he's completely fine and satisfied with the way
things
are.
That's the thing, and I think what girls are so guilty of doing, and I've done it, it's like he's getting everything that he wants, so why would he give more? If he gets to hang out with you and text, and you guys go out to eat together, and his friends like you, you're like, why doesn't he want to be with me? But if he's getting all the best parts of you and doesn't have to be locked down, then you need to take it away.
Or at least just have the conversation. I mean, if you're an adult person, we just need to learn to communicate. So many things could be solved if you just ask or say how you feel, or, you know, because we can suppose all day, and then you build up this whole scenario in your mind of what's going on, and you finally say something, he's like, what are you talking about? You know, you've got this whole story that's played out in your head, and it's not anywhere near the truth.
He may have a friend with benefits somewhere else.
Yeah, so he's got double trouble.
He's got something over there that's taking care of that, and then he's just getting to know you.
Well, that's a scary thing, because then you put it out there, and then, the worst he can say is no, but that's pretty bad.
And then the friendship's over forever.
No, not forever.
I mean, it does change it.
It does change a little bit, maybe make it awkward. But when he's drunk texting you, maybe, and he, you know, and maybe you're his designated driver, you get to go pick him up. You know, what do they say? And wine is the truth, and vino veritas, whatever. So maybe you can start the conversation. You never heard that?
Vino
the truth is in the wine, or
green,
the wine in the wine
green
is
wine?
The truth.
Carpe diem, I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I'll seize the day.
So I heard YOLO one time.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe you could just approach it that way.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
Wow, this is the longest love letters to Kelly ever.
I want to do this one.
All right.
Last one. Last call.
Gosh.
This better be good. This is the ender.
Well, I don't know. Now it's too much pressure.
Come on, do it, family. Do it, family.
Do it. Fine, I'll do it. I'm a second-year teacher, and I have an issue with the stuff kids are whispering about me in the hallways. Apparently, I'm referred to as Miss McHottie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, poor you, Miss McHottie. Which is so childish and stupid, but it makes me worry. These kids are in high school, and with all these student-teacher allegations you hear about in the news, I'm scared I'm going to get in trouble if the wrong person hears them talking about me in that way. One of my female students even told me about an entire conversation she heard about me. It was graphic, inappropriate, and scary to think a 15-year-old would say such things about me. I don't want to be that new teacher who runs to administrators because I'm the hot teacher. But I also don't want to risk all the talk getting out of hand. What should I do? Wow. I'm so hot, Donna McHottie.
Go.
Call me.
You know what? Suck it up, hottie, and go to the administrators. You look at every day we're doing a new story about, you know, teachers accused of this and that and the other. Go ahead and get it in your record that you went and you addressed the concerns early, that you hear these stories, have it on your file. That way, if something comes up later, you've already, like, a preemptive strike.
What's she going to say? What's she going to say to
kids
the press?
Kids are whispering, you know, there's some things going on. You have to go into graphic detail. Everybody thinks I'm so hot, Mr. Principal. No, but you say there's some things that are being said. One of my students came to me and said some kids are having some very graphic conversations about me, but I want, you know, to nip this in the bud. This is how rumors get started and get out of control.
Welcome to high school. That's what happens when you're a hot teacher in high school. Okay. Boys are going to talk about you.
Yeah, right.
Well, people are so hypersensitive about this. What if the investigator shows up at her doorstep one day and starts... Because these rumors, people start hearing them and thinking they're true. Yeah. Somebody calls the cops and says, oh, Mrs. McHottie's having an affair with the 15-year-old. You don't know where it's going to lead. You need to go ahead and say something.
It's probably not going to lead anywhere because usually when these things happen, the teacher is not that hot. Have you seen the pictures of some of these teachers that the students are hooking up with?
Why are you slamming the teachers now?
Not that hot. I mean, they show pictures of them. And I'm like, you.
I've seen some teachers that are very hot.
I've seen teachers that are hot, but I'm saying the ones that get caught. Maybe it's the hot ones don't get caught.
What about the one that dated Nick Carter? She was hot.
Well, they say the same thing about sexual harassment.
Right.
It's only harassment if you're not interested.
It's Kid Craddock in the morning.
Join us.
Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're not trying to brag or anything, but we did give away over $40,000 earlier this year with the Double Your Pay game.
Hey now.
We did that.
Yeah, we did.
Well, guess what?
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 Details coming up after Labor Day about Double Your Pay returning to Kid Craddock in the morning. How about them apples?
All right.
I don't know where we're going to get the money, but we'll figure it out.
Keep listening. That's how we get the money.
Yeah.
Listen and enter to win.
We got a couple $100 here and there.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That'll work.
It up. Scrap change.
Now, I found an article that I found pretty interesting.
All right.
I love excuses, because excuses are pretty funny.
Guys tend to love excuses.
And they gave us the 10 most ridiculous excuses to get out of work. Okay. These are actual excuses that people have used.
Okay.
Calling their boss and telling them this.
Well, everybody goes with, I'm sick.
Yeah.
Or somebody died.
Oh, that's
easy. The two standard ones, right?
But you rarely get a person calling the your job and going, my sister got kidnapped, and I have to go find her, so I can't come into work today.
Well, I mean, if it's true, though, it's a legit excuse.
Yeah. Or the Good Samaritan. I gave up my plane seat to an elderly person, and I can't get back for a few days.
Yeah.
A few days?
Sorry, I can't work for a few days. I mean, I gave it to an old person.
My bad. Everything else is booked, Kelly.
I'll tell you what. I mean, I would give my seat up to an old person. Do you do that when you get on airplanes and you look around if everyone's old? I've gotten on planes before where everyone has oxygen tanks.
Oh, so you're doing it for a different reason.
No, and I'm like, there's no way. If there's lots of babies on the plane,
you've gotten off the plane before?
Once, because seriously, every person on there was 60, 70 or older.
You thought the plane was going down because of that.
And, I mean, it was going to Florida, so that might have had something to do with it. But yeah, I know. My girlfriends and I talk about this all the time. It's true. If you have a fear of flying, you kind of survey
say who's boarding with you.
Uh-huh.
And if I see a bunch of little kids, even if they're screaming, it's annoying. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, there's no way that's going
to
happen.
There's no way. But if everyone's really old, I just sit there scared to death.
Oh, my gosh, Jenna. Your mind is
weird. Jenna's scared of flying.
It's a fear of flying.
Yeah.
Ever since I medicated, it's been fine.
Or how about this excuse? You call the boss up and go, yeah, I'm sorry. My dog didn't wake me up, so I won't be coming in this morning.
Big Al would go with the next one, JC.
Oh, Big Al would definitely go with this one because he's scared of everything. Yeah, white cheddar. Yeah, I can't come in because there's a snake on my porch, so I can't leave the house.
I ain't going anywhere.
Don't you have a back door, sir?
Not if you live in an apartment.
Dude, I went on vacation one time, and I had to call the front desk because on the way from my hotel room to the beach, there were like 8 iguanas. I was at the beach. I'm like, dude, I can't go to the beach. I came here to go to the beach, and there's 8 iguanas out there. I could not leave the room.
What, do iguanas attack?
No.
They don't do anything to iguanas.
They don't do anything.
They might stick their little tongue at you.
They ain't going to do nothing to me because I'm gonna be in my hotel room.
I lived in the third floor of an apartment building, and a possum made its way all the way up and was sitting on the steps, and I couldn't leave. That possum, you ever seen that? Possums are scary, and they
just
hiss
poke
at
them
you.
With a stick.
No, it could attack me.
I had a possum in my backyard for like a month. I named him Philip, and I used to feed him carrots.
Are possums pets in South Carolina, though? Really?
No, they're not.
Put a leash on it.
And this didn't happen in South Carolina. This happened here.
Oh, my bad.
Well, this guy called in sick to work because he was experiencing some of his wife's pregnancy symptoms.
Oh. Like what?
Morning sickness.
Growing up.
Yeah. Sympathy. His back was hurting.
Sympathy sickness.
Yeah.
Can you actually? Could I do that?
You can talk yourself into being sick.
This guy says his wife got a bad dye job, so I have to stay home and provide moral support.
Oh, see now.
I could have called it yesterday. My girlfriend's dog gave me diarrhea.
Again? You want to say that again?
I wouldn't tell that.
We already now,
you've
saved.
Said that 3 times.
Some people that didn't hear it yesterday, they just heard it now. And now you.
Well, I was yesterday. I'm good now.
This guy said, I had to stay home to prepare for the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, my goodness.
I want somebody to call me and say these things.
No, I want to know what job these people had that it was okay, or if they got fired or not.
Oh, I'm sure they got fired. How about this girl? She said, Martians kidnapped my boyfriend, and I have to rescue him.
Get out of here.
You might want to drug test that
she's
one.
Just, yeah, she's just high.
What's the number one?
The number one ridiculous reason given. I'm having trouble with my prostate, and this came from a woman.
Oh.
So this got us to thinking, and I was talking to Shannon. All these people should have been fired from their jobs.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Not if the girl really did get kidnapped and you had to go find your sister. Now, come on.
Yeah.
I'm sure his sister did not get kidnapped, and you could easily
disprove that. She was vacationing somewhere where people are kidnapped, and you know where I'm talking about, and I'm not going to say it.
Well, Shannon started saying, "What? I want to know what place.
Mexico.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Aruba.
People get kidnapped there all the time.
Mm. Yeah, other Mexicans in drug cartels.
No, it happens to tourists.
People get kidnapped here.
No, it doesn't happen to tourists. When was the last time you heard of tourists get kidnapped in Mexico?
You don't hear about it because they pay the ransom. They get released. Because of good brothers that go down there and find their sisters.
Really? No, I am sure we would hear about it.
You know about it. You know about it.
No, I don't know about it.
JC está bien loco.
No,
she's just talking to be talking.
They're not getting kidnapped. They're getting beheaded.
If you're in the cartels.
Call us if you've been kidnapped in Mexico.
And beheaded.
Seriously, not beheaded, because that would be silly, Jenna.
You don't get into...
There are people being kidnapped, and they've been freed after they post bond or whatever it is, ransom.
I'm not talking about the cartels.
I'll tell you what, though, even if that's true, it has not deterred me. I love Mexico so much, I would go on every vacation there. I love it.
I go twice a year.
I do, I love it.
Well, they're not hiring me for the Come Visit Mexico Tourism Council.
Go visit Mexico. It's fine.
Yeah, it is. It's actually a great place.
Yeah, and go to the bar next door to Al's Bar. They have $5 drinks.
What about that government warning telling all the spring breakers
not
to go to Mexico?
That's
dumb.
Don't listen to them.
Nothing's happening.
Just go to Mexico.
It's
every time I go, the planes are full. It's
yeah.
No, I love it. But Al's not scared of kidnappers. He's scared of iguanas.
Yeah.
Iguanas. There might be iguanas.
Yeah. Dude, those are some big iguanas, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not lying.
No, people have these. I had one as a pet. They're okay.
I don't care.
And they're used to tourists. They, like, people feed them by their hands.
Lettuce and stuff.
Not this guy. Not this guy right here. No, not now, not never.
I'll get a pit.
I bet the iguana wouldn't give you diarrhea like your girlfriend's dog did.
Oh, that might. The bacteria on their skin might give you diarrhea.
Now, anyway.
Again, back to.
We digress.
We should have been fired. We've all had that moment in our lives where we did something where we should have been fired. Again, if you've listened to the show for a while, you may have heard that I used to have a slight addiction to peeing in bottles. I don't know why I did that, but I did.
I wouldn't tell that again either. Why are you telling all that stuff?
This is the only time I should have almost gotten fired. Because one night I was staying in late after my night show and back home when I first started radio, and I accidentally left one of those bottles in the production studio, and the morning show came in the next morning, and they found it, and they called the boss, and then they called me on air, and then I got in trouble for leaving a bottle with pee in it in the production studio. Luckily, I was not fired, and I still have a job, and I got this job.
How do you forget?
I don't know. It was late.
That.
It was late. I told it before.
I forgot it, so I would never tell that again.
Well, that was old JC.
You're just lucky that they didn't send that pee off for testing.
Thanks, Jenna. Now, Shannon, you had a pretty funny one.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
It was back when I first started.
Psycho Shannon, everybody.
Yeah, hi. I was learning how to run the board, and in order to do that, I would have to get up on Sunday mornings, like at 5:30, and I would have to run Kelly's little community service thing.
That was horrible. I'm so sorry. Honey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was the close-up.
Yeah.
And then right after that, we would go into the Rick D's weekly Rick top D's. 40. And it was just pushing a button every 20 minutes. And so I would set my cell phone alarm for like 18 minutes. So I'd have 2 minutes to spare before I needed to wake up. Well, one time I pray the man's not listening. Can I get fired for something I did?
No, you're
okay,
fine.
Good.
No, I think there's a statute.
You might get fired for something else though.
One time I had gone out the night before and I slept through my alarm. And so there was dead air on the radio station for about 20 minutes.
Shannon.
And so to catch up, I just didn't play the commercials and I didn't play the songs. I didn't play anything. I was just trying to catch up. And then another time
another time
after I had gone out drinking when I wasn't of age yet, I got dropped off at the studio and I went to the promotions office to take a nap and I didn't wake up. And so I was asleep on the floor during the show. And my mom called me about 37 times to find out where I was because at that point I was on the show opens.
Not after that, though.
I was drunk on the floor.
Again, and these are stories I wouldn't tell.
And then another time.
Okay, Shannon. We get it, Shannon.
Yeah, I should have been fired a lot.
Al, you got about 10 of them.
I can't think of one single reason I should have been fired. Be honest.
Are you joking? I used to get drunk off your breath when I sat next to you.
You're listening to the Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast,
a condensed version of the show.
To check out the complete replay of Kid Craddock in the Morning, log on to KidNation.com and click on the podcast or webcam. Kid Craddock in the Morning.